It turns out that gold is not worth the jerseys it's printed on. That's what Wisconsin's Marquette University discovered when it changed the school's nickname from the Golden Eagles to simply the Gold last week. To say the decision to go gold did not go well would be an understatement. The backlash was huge. Students hated it, the alumni were in an uproar, and the Jesuit University was flooded with angry calls and emails. Eventually, Marquette said enough. The school will let the students, faculty, and alums vote for a new name via the Internet. Don Walker has been covering this story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joins us now. Don, now, for years, Marquette's moniker was the Warriors, and the university dropped that name in favor of the Golden Eagles. So why drop the Golden Eagles now in favor of another name?
Well, they did some online surveys and focus groups over the past year, and among other things, they found that people were quite unenthusiastic about the Golden Eagles name. It was a name that people felt was bland, did not generate a great deal of enthusiasm. And so last year, at a commencement address, one of the trustees of the university set out a challenge and said, I will give $1 million to this university if they change the name back to Warriors. And that, of course, set off a year-long debate and study to determine whether that should occur.
And the university originally dropped the name Warriors because the name and the mascot, I guess, was offensive to American Indians.
That's correct. Wisconsin has a number of Indian bands and tribes who live here. And some of them, not all, but some of them expressed concern about Warriors and the what they felt were negative connotations and imagery.
So the university didn't take the bait. They didn't go back to the name Warriors. Why did they settle on gold?
Well, that's a question I'm not sure has been adequately answered yet, but it is a name that emerged in 1993 in some focus groups, emerged again in 2004, and it appears that somehow out of thin air it became the consensus candidate, and when it was announced last week, it just went over like a lead balloon. Some people thought it was a typo, the gold what, but it turned out it was just the gold.
So what's the plan now? How and when will this voting take place?
Well, they're going to have to move quickly. On July 1st, the school is joining the Big East Conference, a prestigious athletic conference in the country. They need to have a nickname by July 1st. There's going to be two rounds of voting. Alumni, faculty, and staff will be allowed to pick among 10 nicknames that will be posted on the web. You're allowed a write-in option. Warriors, not allowed. And they will pick two names. There will then be a second round of voting. Winner takes all. The nickname goes to Father Wild, president of the university, who will announce it, and we will have another nickname.
And the choices are?
Well, that's not known just yet, but the school has said that some of the names that emerged in previous discussions will be on the ballot, and they would include my personal favorite, Golden Avalanche, which was a name for the old Marquette football team, Hilltoppers, which was another school nickname from years back. Golden Eagles, I should say, will be on the ballot as well for those who would like to stick with that. But the rest of the names are not known. They should be known soon.
Well, some of the names were listed on the website for the newspaper, and the one that caught my eye was the Jumpin' Jesuits.
Well, that's certainly one that I don't think is going to pass muster, but as we've seen in the last week, some of the Jesuits on campus have had to jump out of the wave of this torrent of criticism that they've received.
Don Walker, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Don Walker is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.